Outrage on the streets of Pakistan. Within hours of the release of American CIA agent Raymond Davis, angry protests erupted across Pakistan. The CIA agent was charged with killing of two Pakistani citizens in the eastern city of Lahore in January this year. Many were injured after protesters attempted to remove road barricades in a failed attempt to attack U.S. consulate office in Lahore.
We will not let our rulers to stay in offices, and inshallah they will go, and we want to live with poverty, but we don't want dollars at all, at any cost. Yeah. We want freedom from American and Jewish brutal rules and these rulers.
Public outrage is gaining momentum after government released CIA agent made reports that victim families were kidnapped and tortured and they were forced to sign documents to withdraw case from the trial court. These protesters are blaming the government for compromising nation's prestige by letting the CIA agent to go away. An official statement by the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad said that Raymond Davis was pardoned by the victim families, a claim backed by the government, but it is hard for people to believe the official version.
Scene is very clear. Some of the agencies or the Punjab police, they arrested all of their families. They presented themselves before the judge and the verdict was given that they have made a deal with amount 20 crore. The Pakistani government, whether it is Nawaz Sharif or Asif Zardari or XYZ, they all are slaves of America.
Public perception is that the government and the mainstream opposition leaders, together with top military officials, fully knew what pattern the events around the case would follow. The Taliban may now have found some reasons to politically cash in on public resentment. Militants have vowed to target officials and political leaders involved in the alleged backdoor deal to release CIA agent who is believed to be key operative to carry out espionage operations in Pakistan.
USA!
Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.
USA!